And joining us on the line this morning is Professor Yuri Neer. He is here to talk about what has been named the number one scientific breakthrough in Israel for 2017. Yuri, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, hi. A pleasure.
Let's talk about this scientific discovery dealing with cancer and stopping them from spreading. What exactly is it that you were able to discover?
Okay, so we have identified an enzyme, a protein, which is solely present, which is present only in the energy generation power stations of cancer cells, metastatic cells, and sperm cells. So originally it is present naturally and normally only in the power stations of sperm cells, but cancer cells learned, or metastatic cells learned, how to harness this enzyme, and now they are able to express this enzyme in their energy generation power stations, which is called mitochondria. And this enzyme, which potentiates the energy generation in sperm cells, usually, because sperm cells, you know, have to produce energy under foreign surrounding in the birth tunnel, in the female tunnel. So they know how to produce energy under very, very extreme conditions in which there is no real direct blood supply for them, no nutrient supply, oxygen. And cancer cells, which are spreading throughout the patient's body, like metastatic cells, which are the real cause of death in cancer patients, they were looking for a trick, for a way to potentiate, to empower the power stations, and they have adopted this enzyme. So we found a linkage, a direct linkage between the energy generation system in sperm cells and in metastatic cells. And we showed that this enzyme is very essential for energy production in metastatic cells. And as you know, there's no cell in our body which can proliferate and survive without energy generation. So if we target this enzyme in the energy generation system, in the power station of metastatic cells, they undergo energy crisis and they fail to survive and they die.
Professor, has this been tested on people yet? Has this been tested on people?
No. We tested it only in the lab on cells and in mice. We showed that if we elicit metastatic cancer, so human-derived metastatic cancer in mice, we managed to cure them. So this is where we are standing. We developed using robotic systems and advanced chemical and molecular biology system, we developed a small molecule which can be given orally or intravenously to mice, and this molecule enters cancer cells, enters the energy generation power station of mitochondria of cancer cells, and it binds the enzyme, destroys its activity, and the whole energy generation system of metastatic cells is being jeopardized, is being turned off, and these metastatic cells are being killed. But what is very, very unique is that we showed that we are able to kill the most wide variety of metastatic cells, of metastatic cells derived from very aggressive tumors like breast, prostate, lung, pancreas, and so on and so forth. So we think that we are hitting here a very basic mechanism of energy generation in metastatic cells.
How quickly does this work once the mice were given this? What was the time frame it took before you saw results?
Well, after 1 week of administration of the drug, we already saw shrinkage of the tumors, and after 1 month, they almost disappeared. They failed to progress, to develop at all. They almost disappeared. And now we are negotiating with an American pharmaceutical company. Hopefully, that they will take this compound and will pursue it, will progress it toward human clinical trials, which we hope will commence in 2 years from today. That's what we hope.
So far, what kind of a side effect did it have on the mice? Anything?
No. So very, very interestingly, no adverse effect in mice, at least in mice when we checked, no adverse effect. But, you know, it has to still be checked in bigger animals because mice have some very unique mechanisms for detoxification, for detoxifying substances, because, you know, they're living out there in the dirt and things like that. So it was the results in mice were quite encouraging because the compound was very effective, but no side effects. We hope that that's what we see also in bigger animals and also, of course, in humans.
What was your role in this discovery or this procedure?
Okay, so I'm heading a lab in Bar-Ilan University. It's a university near Tel Aviv in Israel, in the center of Israel. And we were the first to discover this enzyme, which is present, as I said, normally only in the energy generation system of sperm cells. And the cancer cells learned how to unlock the gene which encodes for this enzyme, and now they're expressing it. So we were the first to identify and characterize the enzyme, and then we went on to develop a synthetic compound which can bind the enzyme and destroy its activity. So in a matter of fact, in this very specific topic of this enzyme, which is called FERT, F-E-R-T, in this very specific topic, we are quite leaders. I mean, we identified the enzyme, and then we developed the synthetic compound which can bind the enzyme and destroy its activity. So hopefully this compound can be developed into a really new anti-cancer drug. Yep. So we really led the whole process.
Sounds fascinating. What is the robotic aspect of this? I understand, sir, that the chemical, but what's the I understand there's also a robotic component.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So once we characterize the enzyme and we wanted to develop a synthetic compound which would specifically and selectively bind to the enzyme and destroy its activity, there are various strategies. One of them, the major one, which is also used by big pharma company in the U.S. and around the world, is to build, based on computer models and experience and so on and so forth, to build a library of couple hundreds of compounds which supposedly or presumably can bind to the enzyme and destroy its activity. But then you have to find the compound which actually binds to the enzyme among all this 100,000 to 1 million compounds. And usually what it's being done is to establish a high-throughput screening assay, to establish an assay to implement it in a robot, which is quite a challenging task, at least for us. You know, in big pharma, we are a small a lab in Israel, but for big pharma, it might be more possible. But anyhow, you implemented a test in a robot, and you ask the robot to screen your library of a couple of 100,000 compounds and to tell you which one of them is really binding the enzyme and destroy its activity. And in this way, you are combining a chemistry with robotics, and once the robot tells you which compound binds the enzyme, you can then go on and try to improve it by making some chemical modifications on this compound. And that's what we did, and in that way we have in our hands our lead compound, which we hope can be turned into a new anti-cancer drug.
Are you getting interest from the United States and other companies like that at this point to see what they can do with this in the future?
Yeah. So fortunately, I mean, so we were approached by several VC capitals and some companies, but at the end, we have quite an advanced negotiations with a company for the States, not one of the big pharma, but rather a company which is also focusing on targeting the energy generation system in cancer cells. So they're developing various drugs in order to do it, and they expressed interest, and I hope that very soon we'll try to, to progress this compound toward development of a new drug, because that's beyond our expertise, and I'm sure the company people in the U.S. Will work under very tight collaboration, but I really hope that we will be able to bring a new message, a new approach for selectively targeting the energy generation system in cancer cells without affecting no one cells.
Well, this is really amazing, fascinating. It's a great news. We appreciate you joining us this morning. If people want to find out more about this or see maybe how this works or what's the study, is there a place they can get some details on it?
Yeah, so they can go to the site of American Friends of Bar-Ilan University. They should write AF with capital letters, AFBIU.org. This is the site of the American Friends of Bar-Ilan University, and they can find a lot of information there.
Sounds good. We appreciate your time, Yuri. Thanks for sharing it with us.
Thank you very much, Bill. Save a nice day.
You too. You. Professor Yuri Neer joining us this morning with some very fascinating information there, Craig. That's crazy, the things that they can do, and talking about sort of the energy-generating mitochondria.